Okay, today's daf is Samach Gimel, and we'll pick it up on the very last word of Samach Beis and Beis Gufa. Going back to the whole idea about if a person was did several different types of avodah zara with one, the helamachas, he only brings one korban. So Omer of Ami zibeach v'kiter v'nisech behel lemechod. So what does he do? He did zaveach, he shechted it, and he brought it as like with Ketores, Nisech, he did Nesachim to it, all in one period. Ein chayv la'achas, he only brings one according to Rav Ami. Omer Abaye, my time in Rabbi Ami. So Abaye says, what's pshat, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Ami, that even he did three of them, he only brings one? Omer Kral, the Pasuk says, lo sa'avdim. You're not supposed to worship them. So therefore, hakosav ason kulan avoda achas. So the Pasuk links all the different things as one type of avoda, and then that's why you're only chayav one korban. Umi Omar Abai Hochi, the one says, would Abai really say that? One second. Omar Abai says, Shalosh hishtach avois b'avoda zora lama. Why does the Torah have to mention the Isra of avoda zora three different times? Rashi says, the second, third skinny line, Shalosh hishtach avois, lo sishtach ave lohem, Daseres Adibros. The first one is in the Seres Adibros. Ki lo sishtachave le'el acher. Lo sishtachave le'lohehem. Ve hishtachavo adibros achroinos lo choshib. Why didn't the last one count it as well? The ahodoreko mahadrele. It's chazring over. Moshe Yisrael Masha Shoma Misinai. Moshe just chazring over them. It's not adding a new prohibition. It's just the same one, but you do see Akoponim, you see three times the Torah says it's also to bow down to avodah zarah. So what's the drasha? Achas lechidarka. So one time is when that's the normal way that you do it, you bow down. Va'achas shlokidarka. And one when you're bowing down to something even that's not the normal way of bowing it down to, like we saw by the Baal Peor, etc. Right? Va'achas lechalik. And then the other one is to divide up into each and every single one that you're chayib. So you see from Abaye is not like Rav Ami, right? That you would bring one korban for all three things, because if achas lechalek, but you would not bring just one korban. So then it says, no, the devorah of Rav Ami ka'omer. Abaye is saying a pshat within the shita of Rav Ami, Rabbi Ami, v'lay lo severe, but he doesn't hold like that, right? By himself doesn't hold like this. So this is an important yesod, that a person has to be able to defend and explain others' opinions, even if necessarily he himself doesn't hold like that. That's the Ramban in the Chomos, where he says, I'm going to here to defend the Rif against the Baal Hamor, but I don't always agree with him. Sometimes I think that the Baal Hamor is right, in his attacks, but I'm nevertheless, for covered to the Rif, I'm going to try to defend him. Other cases you find the Ramban, this was a derech in Liman with him, a hashkaf with him, in a sefer zechus, so he defends the Rif against the attacks of the Ravid, right? And additionally, that the Ramban's hasagas on the sefer hamitzos was the Rambam was attacking the Bahag. The Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, so he counts different mitzvahs. I think he even counts the Dirabonans as part of the 613, and the Rambam attacks him, so the Ramban is coming to defend the Bahag against the Rambam. But it's a Mahalach. You see a lot of times, a lot of Sfarim, a lot of energy went into defending and explaining opinions, even if he himself necessarily didn't agree with them. Right? So too here, that's what we say in the Gemara is pointing out. Abai is telling you what Rav Ami could answer, but he himself doesn't hold that way. Gufa Omer Abai, Shlosh Yishtach Avois V'Avoida Zor Lamo. What do you have to have? It's mentioned three times, and we just saw the Rashi, which quotes where in the Torah it's written three times. Sa'achas Lechadarka, V'Achas Shlokadarka, V'Achas Lechalik. As we just said, one is when it's the normal way, one is not the normal way, and one to be your chayef each and every one. One second. Lechadarka. If that, what do you need a pasuk for lechadarka? Me'echa ya'avdu ha'goyim ha'ilinafka. We learn that out from the, you know, not to get to fall after them, to get tricked up, tricked by them and follow their avodas. Se'ela no, you have to really abide is different like this. Achas kidarka v'shelo kidarka. When, you know, not through the bowing nefesh, but you do a different type of cover to them. Rashi says lechadarka shelo kidarka. Shehishtachavo hi lahach avoid a zara kidarka vishlokidarka kigon shidarka la avoid derech kavod. You do something that's honorable to the avoda zara velo bishtachavo, right? So, but you don't bow down to it. So if you only had it once, you can learn that out. But if you would actually bow down to Baal Peor, then no. So they say Markulus is Mercury, right? That's the name of the Avodah Zarah. Shavod also bizoyim, because we know that you threw stones at it, or a person would defecate, go to the bathroom in that, right? So therefore, you see that even if you would do something that would not be the derech, you would still be chayiv, right? So achas for shaloki darka, for achas lechalik, and then the second one is for it's shaloki darka, and the third one is to be mechalik. Okay, v'hamakablo la be'eloah. So if a person is nothing, if you've accepted an idol, right, or you said to the idol that you're my God, Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Omer Rav, came into Omer Lo Eliato Chayiv. So once you say to an idol, you are my God, you're Chayiv, even if you didn't actually, you know, bow down to it. Salamai, so what kind of punishment? Ila Katola, if the chiddush is that the guy gets killed, right? So then, Rav, what's your chiddush? Masnizani, right? The Mishnah says that. Ella must be le korban. So when Rav says you do this, it must be your chayv now to bring a korban. So then we're going to ask, 1 second, afil le rabbonin? So according to the rabbonin, which rabbonin is this? This is the rabbonin in Masachas Krisus, talking about a megadif. Vehatanya, we learned in a brisa. You're only chayiv if you had an action to this. Kigon zibuach, the kitor, the nisuch, the hishtachavo. You shechted something, you brought the kitoris to it, you poured wine in front of it, you bowed down to it. For omrei shlokish, mantanam hishtachavo. Who's the one who holds it, you're chayiv for hishtachavo, for bowing? Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Akiva. The omre lo be'ina maisa. Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need to do a ma'isa, but mechla, that implies the Rabbanan saw Rabbi Akiva ma'isa. So the Rabbanan would argue with Rabbi Akiva and hold that you do need to do a ma'isa. So the Gemara is speaking out now. So if hishtachaveh is not considered to be a ma'isa, then kava chomer, just speaking and saying that, you know, you're the God, that's not considered to be a ma'isa. So the Gemara answers, yeah, ki ka'omer Rav nami l'Rabbi Akiva ka'omer. So Rav also, when he says over, he's speaking within the pshat of Rabbi Akiva. Again, the Rashi, yeah, Rabbi Akiva he to Omer lo be'ina ma'isa gomur, de megadev mechayim eshu ma'isa zuta. For a small, like a ma'isa zuta means a smaller level ma'isa, de akimas sefosov have a ma'isa, by the moving of your lips, that's a ma'isa, right? What's the chiddush? Says Rashi, lafuki hirhur, to exclude your thoughts, delo mechayev ala. That already you're not. So the speaking, yeah, but if you had a hirhur, that you would not be. You would not be chayev for that. Someone says, okay, Rabbi Akiva, pshita, hayin megadif, that's the case of megadif. So ma, the tema, what would you have thought? Ad kan lo mechayev Rabbi Akiva, korban el b'megadif. You would have thought that, in this case, a person who is megadif, he has to bring the korban, dechsiv be koris. Because over there it says by koris, avahocha deloksiv be koris emalo. And in the case here, when a person who accepts an Avodah Zarah and says, Eliyata, you're my God, so there's no Karis written up there, you would think that he's not Chayev to bring a Korban. So Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is, that it Kushe is Kish, there is a Hekesh, and therefore all Avodah Zarah is in fact compared, right? Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayishtachavu lo, Vayizbechu lo, Vayomru. Okay, that's talking about the Egel. So now once the Gemara gets on to the topic of the Cheta Egel, it has a few teachings. Amr B'Yochanan, Il Mali Vav Shebehe'elucha, if it wouldn't be for the Vav in the Pasuk of He'elucha, which brought you up, so for Nischaivu Sonehem Shal Yisrael Kliya. So then it's like a Lashon Sagi Nohor, but it means that the haters of the Jews, obviously it's not talking about them, it's talking about us, would have been chayiv. But the fact is, that with the vav, that makes it seem like there was a partner. It was this egel, which according to the Midrash was moving around and stuff like that. It was this egel and Hashem who brought us out of. But if it was just the egel, then we wouldn't be around anymore. Tanai. This really is a machlokes in the Tanoim. Achirim Omrim. The Achirim is like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Il malevav shebehelucho anischayvu sonehem shel Yisrael klia. Omer lo Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Vehalo kol hamishatev shem shemayim v'dover echar. Right? Nekar min ha'olam. Anybody who joins Hashem with the in something else, so then they are uprooted from the world. Shneemar bilti l'Hashem levado, only for Hashem. Everything has to be only for Hashem. El matam alom asher he'elucho. So what it mean then when it says that they brought you up as a plural? So she'ivui elohus harbe, that the Klal Yisrael had a taiva for many gods. They were not satisfied just with the egel by itself. So it is this idea about comparing Hashem with something else. There is a Yizkrim, so if I could pull it out quickly. Let me see if I could pull it out quickly. You know, it'll probably take too long. Maybe I'll show you a different time. Okay, the Yad Ramah, though. The Yad Ramah on this has an interesting chiddush. In other words, what do you see from this Gemara? That it's this terrible thing of Shituf. So the Yad Ramah says, Reb Shimon ben Yochai poligalev ka'omer shitufei shem shemayim l'dover acher tfei chom riman de kofer b'shem shemayim l'gamri. That if you do shituf, if you combine Hashem with something else, that's worse than being kofer. That's being worse than denying Hashem at all. So that's what you see from here, from the fact that they had it'd be an interesting hashkafa point to work out, but why would that be worse? One, kofer, I deny there is no Hashem. The second way, which is worse, he's saying, is that yes, there is Hashem, but there's something else that's like a partner with him. So that's a worse. That's a terrible. It's a higher madriga. It's worse than combining it. Okay. Aval continues now. Aval megadev, v'menashek, v'mechabed, v'hamarabetz. So if you hugged the Avodah Zarah, you kissed the Avodah Zarah, you gave you cleaned it off, or if you you sprayed water in front of it. So in these cases, so then it's a lav, but you're not chayev misa for that. Ki os Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omer Rabbi Elazar, he said over from the name of Rabbi Elazar, Al kulam loike, you get malchus on all these, chutz mehadoder noder bishmo, u'mekayim bishmo, with if you took a neder in its name, or if you you know, like you affirmed something that you said in the name of the Avodah Zarah. So Maishna Hanod Mishmo Mekayim Mishmo Dlo Loki. So Gemara asks, and why don't you get malchus for these? Mishum Dehavidei Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, because this is a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. And we discussed earlier, I think in the first parak, different shitas in the Rishonim as to how to clarify what's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. So, Hani Nami Lav Shivakalus, who, but they're also, meaning the hugging and the kissing, all these things, that's also Lav Shivakalus. Vein Lokin Lav Shivakalus, right? It's also an all encompassing prohibition. One thing that's mentioned in the Torah, one prohibition, but it has many separate things that go along with it. So, it's not only Lav Shivakalus, it's Lav Shivakalus. Titania Minayin La Oichem in Habehema Koidim Shitetze Nasho Shehu Below Saset. How do you know if you eat from the animal before it's died, then you're over a lav. Tamadloimer lo soich la hadam. You can't eat from the dam of an animal. I mean, you can't eat from the animal while its dam is still in it. Dover acher. So then another Bryce continues that another halacha that we learn out from this. Lo soich la hadam. Lo soich lu boser v'adayin dam b'mizra. So you can't eat from the before the zrikas hadam has taken place. You're not allowed to eat only after the zrika. Then the boser becomes mutter for the kohanim to eat. It's a second drasha. Continues now. Rabbi Dosa, minayin she'ein mavrin al haruge beizdin. So no, the minig is that if a person has a sudos havra, like a consolation meal for the avelim, so how do you know that we don't do this for a person who was executed by the Beis Din? So Talmud Loim, and the Pasuk says, L'soich l'hadam, right? So you don't eat, meaning after a person who has been executed, so this person doesn't, we don't do a sudos havra for them. Rabbi Kiva Omer, another halacha again. So the way the Gemara is going with this is that you see that this is a lav shebeklalius, because all these lavim are contained in here. Rabbi Kiva Omer Minayin the Sanhedrin Shehargu Es Hanefesh She'ein Toamin Klum Kol Oso Hayom. So how do you know that if a person was executed by Beis Din, then the Dayanim themselves, they don't, and here he says, Toamin, don't even eat, taste anything all day long, which would imply, you know, not even before him, but even afterwards, even after it's carried out, they don't eat that day. Again, another proof from this pasuk. The Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin Yud Gimel Halacha Dalid says, Ein Beis Din Yoytzin Acher HaNeharag. They don't go after him. V'chol Beis Din Shehargu Nefesh Asun Le'echo Be'osah Hayom. So Rambam changes it from Te'ima to Achila. That's a discussion in Yachron. Was that really one and the same? Harei Zeh Bechlal L'Soichu L'Hadam. Right? This is part of the prohibition of L'Soichu Al Hadam. V'eim Avrin HaKroivim Al Harugi Beis Din Mishum L'Soichu L'Hadam. Again, we just said there's no Sus of Ra. V'devarim Eilu Asurin V'ein Bahen Malkus. Okay, there's no Malkus on this. Right, it's a Lav Shem Klalius, there's no Malkus. Another drasha, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Azhara Leven Soramor Aminayin. Where's the warning, a prohibition to become a Ben Soramor? Right, it's going to be the next parak. We're in the seventh parak, but soon Mirtz Hashem will get to the eighth parak of Sanhedrin called Ben Soramor. Satam Alom, Lasoich Lahadam, that they shouldn't eat in a way that's going to lead to his blood being spilled. Shouldn't eat like a glutton, because if he does, if he did a lot of meat and in the wine, then that Achila is going to lead to his blood being spilled. So that's the prohibition, right? There's an additional one. The Gemara Brachos and Daf Yud also says that there's an iser of eating before davening. Rabbi Willig is very stark on this. He points out from the Rambam that this is a bona fide iser. One should not eat or even drink. Rabbi Willig is very stark. I've heard him say on many occasions that a person who has to have a coffee or something before davening, he says they're addicted. It's an addict, and it should be avoided. So he very, very much does not approve of that practice. Okay, back to the Gemara of Omer, Rabbi Avin Bar Chia V'Itema, Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana, Al Kulam Ein Eloike Mishum Dehavile Lav Shebeklalus. So even though all these things we just quoted us, the whole Braisa gave us all these different things about eating before the Zrikas Adam, about the Sanhedrin eating on the day of execution, but you don't get Malkus because it's a Lav Shebeklalus. Ella ki also Ravin Omer Rabbi Elozer Al Kulam Ein Eloike Chutz Min Hanoide Bishmo V'Hamekayim Bishmo. So you don't get Malkus on any of these, except for, again, if you were Mekayim in his name, or if you took a netter with the name of the Avodah Zarah. Smaishna Hana Achdlalaki. So what's the difference about these? We don't get Malkus. The Havli Lav Shebeklalus. We just said it's a Lav Shebeklalus. Sahani Nami Lav Sheimbo Maisa Ninu. But they also are Lav Sheimbo Maisa, right? So therefore, they shouldn't get Malkus. Vahu Kidrebi Yehuda. No, so that's Halacha Rabbi Elazar. Elazar is going like Rabbi Yehuda to Amar Lav She'ein Bo Maisa Lokin Alav. That in fact you do get Malchus. So yes, for those two, it is a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, but you get the Malchus on it. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, by Korban Pesach, Lo Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boiker, don't leave it over until the morning. Bo'akosu Litin Ase Achelos Hase. So you have a way to fix it, right? Lomer She'ein Lokin Alav Dibre Rabbi Yehuda. This comes that you don't get the Lash nitak la'ase, therefore you don't get the malchus on that. Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, lo min hashem huze. That's not the reason. Ela mishum dehavi le'lav she'ein bo maisa. The reason you don't get malchus is because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. V'cholav she'ein bo maisa ain loikin a lav. Okay, different in svar behind that. Michlad Rabbi Yehuda sover loikin a lav. But the Gemara says, yeah, but you learn out from this. This is mashma that Rabbi Yehuda holds that in general, you do get Malkus, even though it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, right? So therefore, just that's one. It's the person who takes a neder or promises to his Mekayim something, according to Yehuda, would in fact get Malkus, even though he didn't do a Maisa. Okay, continuing now. Hanoida Bishmo, or Mekayim Bishmo, Hareze Belo Sase. So as we said, you take a neder, or you're mekayim what you said. It's a lo sase hanoda bishmo hamekayim bishmo minolan. So where do you know this? Detanya, v'shem Elohim achirim lo sazkiru. right? So you shouldn't cause the, you couldn't mention the name of another god. Shlo yom oron lechaver. You shouldn't say to your friend, Shmor li b'tzad avodah zara ployis. Go meet me by the, you know, next to that avodah zara. Right, so you shouldn't give directions according to a base of Avodah Zarah, and we'll talk about in a few minutes as to what the machlokes and the shonim, what the houses of worship would halachically be called a base of Avodah Zarah. The Chacham Vadi Yosef says like a church, and therefore, since Avodah Zarah is also behana, he has a tshuva where a person is not even allowed to stand on top of a roof in order to take a picture, a very panoramic photo or something like that in the old city. They want to stand on a church to get a better view. He says, no, so you can't use it for anything. You shouldn't even mention it. You shouldn't even give directions based upon that. Lo yishama al picha. It shouldn't be caused to be heard by your lips, by your mouth. Shlo yidor b'shmo, you shouldn't take a neder by it. V'lo yikayim b'shmo, you shouldn't, you know, corroborate your words by it. V'lo yigrom l'achirim shiyidru b'shmo, shiyikayimu b'shmo. You shouldn't cause other people, meaning non-Jews, to take a neder using the name of an avodah zara, or to prove their points by using the name of an avodah zara. Dover achir lo yisham al picha. Another pshat azhara lemesis umediach. This is a warning for mesis umediach. Mesis behed yiksiv be. What do you mean, mesis? It says beferish. What do you need to come onto this pasuk of lo yisham al picha? Right? Pasuk says v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiru. Right? Ela azhara lemediach. Okay, so it's for a mediach. Person tries to get a whole city to worship before the Zohar. That's not said elsewhere. Velo yigrom la'achirim sheyidru b'shmo, v'shekayimu b'shmo. So you shouldn't cause a goy to take a neder using the name of an avodah zara, or to prove his point using it. So mesay le'lavua de Shmuel. This is a raya for the father Shmuel said to Amrav de Shmuel. Also la'adam sheyaseh shutofus im hanochri. You can't have a partnership with an Ovid Avodah Zarah, Shemi is Chayiv Lo Shavua, because maybe there's going to become an argument. He's going to have to take a Shavua, V'nishba B'Avodah Zarah Shalo. And then he's going to take an oath using Avodah Zarah, right? V'HaTorah Omer, the Torah says, Lo Yishama Apicha. The Torah says, you cannot cause it to be resaid. So what if already you did, though? That's the question. You know, could they take a Shavua if they already had been done? So this is the Machloik, is 2 days in the Tosfos, and Dir HaMaschil Oser La'odam, Shish Mashutfos, Omer Rabbi Shmuel Rashbam, Kol Shekin Shavua Atzmo De'in L'Kabel Himenu. So certainly, you know, if you can't just mention it, you certainly can't have him take a shavua. Rabbeinu Tam, his brother, says, "Omer mutter lekabel haymenu hashavua koydim." She asks, "No, you don't want to lose. You don't lose your money. So you already have the shutfus. So you shouldn't lose out. You don't have to." And skipping a few lines, this is a Tosfot's quoted a lot in the sugya. Mikol malkam bizman hazeh kulan nishboin bekodeshehem shalehen. Right. So these are like they're saints, right? You know, I'm not a bucky at all in theology, but they do have their saints. So they use the names of their saints, right? Kedoshim shalhem, ve'ein tosim behem elohus. They don't think that these are gods. They just think that they're holy people. Ve'afal pi shemashem as kiran imokem shem shemaim gvonos l'dover acher. So when they're saying this, they don't really mean God, right? Mikol malkam ein ze shem avodah zara. This is not avodah zara, says the Tosfos. Gan daitam la'oseh shemayim, right? They're thinking about the Creator. Va'af al pi shemishatvim shem shemayim b'dover acher. Even though they do combine this with something else, lo ashkechan la'oseh ligroim lachirim l'shatev lifnei iver leka divnei noach lo hutzru al kach. So the poshut pshat in Tosfos, the way that most read the Tosfos, is that there is no isser for a goy to have shituf. For a Jew, of course, it's also to have shituf, but to believe in a partnership of any type, that would sounds like a goy is not prohibited from believing in shituf. That's the way the Tosfos, and there's the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings this in Hilchos Beis Knesset, Simen Kuf Nun Vav. So the Ramah writes, Yesh mekilim basiyas shutofus im hakusim bizman hazeh mishum she'ein hakusim bizman hazeh nishboim ba'avodas elilim. They don't really take a shavua in the name of their gods. V'yaf agav shemaz kiyon avodas zara mikol mokum kavonosam l'oyseh shemayim va'aretz. They have that in mind. Yeah. Ella Shmishatvim Shem Shemayim Dover Ach, they combine this with something else. Velomatina Shiesh Bazem Mishum Lifna Ivlositin Mechshol Vahare Ainemus Harin Allah Shituf.
Okay.
So that's the way that the Ramah learns it. But the Noda Behuda argues in your day in Simina Kuf Memches, he says no. When the goy swears, that's mutter. But to actually believe in shituf, that's also for a goy. That's 100% also for a goy. You can't believe in thing. And again, just like as the Yad Ramah we saw earlier, that shituf with Hashem with something else is even worse than kafira, according to this one opinion. And the Rambam brings this down. So the Rambam writes that because Islam is not considered to be avodah zara because they believe in one God, whereas according to the Rambam, he holds that Christianity is avodah zara. The Meiri learns not like that. The Meiri learns that Christianity is not considered to be avodah zara, but that's certainly a shitas yochi. The Rav Poskim hold that it is. And even within Islam, there's a Ran earlier. The Ran is on Samach Aleph Amid Beis. The Ran writes that Islam does have the status of Avodah Zarah, and many, many nafkaminas in terms of what, as we said earlier, from Chacham Bar Yosef, you're not allowed to go into a church. He paskins like the Rambam. But could you go into a mosque? So that would be a machloikis, it seems, between the Ran and the Rambam as well. Okay. Continues the Gemara now. Ki osa ula bas Bekalnevo, right? He came from a city called Bekalnevo, which was the name of an avodah zara. So Amalei Rava Heichem Basmar, where were you? So Amalei Bekalvino, I was in Kalnevo. So Amalei Vaksiv Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Siskiru. You should mention it. Like he said, no, you're not supposed to say that. So Amalei Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Avodah Zara Haksuv BeTorah Mutar LaHazkir Shmo. Now, if it's written in the Torah, you're allowed to. And the Chasam Sofer speaks out because the whole Torah is names of Hashem, right? Now here it's a pasuk in Novi, but okay, the Ramban writes this in his Hakdam with the Bereishis that's the entire Torah is the Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And in this week's parsha we'll lay in this week we're gonna lay in Ki Shem Hashem Ekro Havagod Lilkenu. So when I call it on the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness. The Gemara has a drasha that's the source for Birchas HaTorah. So how do you see that? Keep calling out on the Shem Hashem is Torah? Yes, Rav Soloveitchik, based on the Ramban, said, of course, because the Torah is the Shem Hashem. So ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when about to learn Torah, have a good, ascribe greatness to Hashem. Say Birchas HaTorah, because the Torah is the Shemus of Hashem. So that's why the Chasam Sofer points out over here, the Chasam Sofer points out that since it's mentioned in the Torah, you're allowed to say it. Where is it written? Dechsiv kara bail kores nevo. Right, so it's like you combine the words into kal nevo. Ve'i lo ksiva lo. Does that mean that if the avodah zara is not written in the Torah, then you're not allowed to mention? So massive rev of Marsharshi. Rol achas meruba kisholosh. So this is based on a Mishnah in Zav. A person has a re'iyah that's as large as three. Shehi kime Gadyon l'Shilo. So it lasts as long. He walked from a place called Gadyon to Shilo. Shem shtei tevilos. They'd have to have now two tevilos. V'shnei sipugim. And he has to dry off two times. Sahare Zav Gomer, so he's a real full-fledged Zav. Normally it has to be three separate ones, but it was one that was long enough like three. But the point, the Gemara's point, is where it mentioned, but the two towns that it was mentioning, one of them was in Avodah Zarah. Amravina Gad Nami Michtav Ksiv Techsiv Va'orachim Legad Shulchan. So the idol named God is also written in the Torah, again from Pasuk in Navi. So, Omer of Nachman kol leitzenuso asira, any type of leitzanis to mock something to make it seem unimportant is aser chutz mi leitzenuso davodah zara disharia. That's mutter. You're allowed to make fun of avodah zara. So Rav Huttner explained a very deep idea on this Gemara. Rav Huttner says, why is it that all of avodah zara is you're allowed to have leitzanus, but anything else you can't leitzanus? Because a leitz is saying that something is inherently worthless. You're mocking it, saying this has no cheshivas whatsoever. So for anything else in the world, if something has cheshivas, you know, you hear a good musar shmooze, and then one wise guy in the back cracks a joke, and then it destroys the whole thing, like it pops the balloon, you know, building up something, one late's just, he says it's not significant, but he took away any value from that. So that's true, you can't have late's on anything else, you can't take away anything else that has value in this world by being a late's, except for the one thing in this world that truly is worthless. The one thing, says Rav Huttner, we know, is Avodah Zarah. There is nothing to it. So that's why you can be a late. You can have late sonas about Avodah Zarah, because you're just doing what belongs to it. It's mutter to have that. It's a mitzvah to make fun of Avodah Zarah. Techsiv, the pasuk says, Kora Beel Koreis Nvo, Karso Koru Yachdav Lo Yochlu Malate Maso. They're making fun of like the Avodah Zarah, that they couldn't hold in, they had to bend over to go to the bathroom. Ksiv Dibru Le Eglois Beis Oven Yoguru Shechan Shoimrum Ki Ovel Olav Amo Uchumarov Olav Yagilu Akvoido Ki Gola Mimenu. So they were how do you translate it? Galach, right? The priests were there. Then the Komer is that they left it. Altikre kvedo ela kvedo, that the Avodah Zarah couldn't hold back from going to the bathroom, and they're making fun of these types of things about, you know, that it has to go to the bathroom. You also find in Eliyahu on Har Carmel also was making fun of the Avodah Zarah. Omer of Yitzchak, Maidichsi, Viata Yosifu, Lachato, Viasu, Lahem, Masecha, Mikaspam, Kesuvon, Kisivunam, Atsavim, right? They continue to do these Averas, they make themselves like Kesef, right? My Kisivunam Atsabim. What's Pesha? What it means that they're Kisuvim, they're according to their understanding, they made idols. Similamich called Echav Echad, also Demus Yira. So everyone made their own image of their Avodah Zarah, umanicha bekiso, and they put it in their pocket. Beshash zochro, and they would mention it, right? Motzia mitoch cheko, they pull it out of the pocket, mechabko umanashko, and then they would kiss it and hug it. Semai zoifri adam agolim yeshakun, those who will zoifri sacrifice men, they'll kiss calves. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak debei Rabbi Ami. Shahayu Kumorin, again, the Kumorin were like their priests, the Galach. Nosdin Einehim Bale Mamon. They would put their eyes on somebody who was very wealthy. Umar even Esa Golem, so then they would starve the calves. For Osin Demus Atzavim, then they would make like an image of these wealthy people. Uma Midin Bitsad of Usehim. And then by the eating, where the cows were, the starving cows, they would put the picture, the image of these little statues of them, motzin osim lechutz, and then they would take the calves out to the like to the market wherever these people were, came and shra osan, and now the calves who had been starving saw the real life person of the one they had a statue of in front of them, rotz nacharim, they would run to them, umemashamshin behen, and they would pet them or something like that. So Omrim Lost, and the Galach would say, Avodah Zarah Chofitz Becha, this idol, this the calf, he wants you. Yavav Yizbach Atzmaloi. So come and you should self-sacrifice yourself to it. And the Marsha speaks out that the missing piece from the Gemara is that if you would sacrifice yourself to the Avodah Zarah, then all of your property would go to the priest, to the Galach. So that's what they were doing. It was a setup. They would get the calves to run over to them and say, oh wow, this guy, the Avodah Zarah really likes you. He wants you to kill yourself. Okay. So they would do it, and then the money went to the priest. Amarava hai zoivche adam agalim yeshakun. What, that's psha, what it means? No, because agalim yeshakun. Yishakun lizboach adam. It would be the opposite. They make calves kiss and then they sacrifice the man. It's the opposite, Miboile, right? You flipped it. Ela omarava kola zavech es beno l'avodah zarah. Anyone would shech their son for avodah zarah. Amalo doron godol hikriv lo. You brought a great gift for them. Doron yavo v'yishaklo. And they would come and now you're allowed to kiss. You get to kiss the avodah zarah. Omrav Yehuda Omrav Anshe Bovel Osu Es Sukos Bonos. These are talking about the Mainihu. What type of hodazar did they have in Sukkos Bnos? It was Tarnagolis. It was a type of hen. The Anshe Kus also as Nergal. These are the Kusim. Mainihu, what do they make? Tarnagol. They made a rooster. The Anshe Chamas also as Shima. Mainihu, what did these people make? Barcha Karcha, like a bald goat. V'ha'avim osu es nivchan es tartak. What did they make? Mainihu kelev v'chamor. They made images of a dog and a donkey. This is what they would bow down to. The pasuk says again, Melachim Beis has farvim sorfim es b'nehem ve'es b'nosehem ba'ish la'ard ra melech. So they would v'ara v'ana melech Elohei sefar v'vayim, that they would. These are gods. So my nihu, what was it? Hapered v'hasus. Hapered is a mule and a horse. Adramelech the Adar le lemare b'tiina. It was called this name because it gave others like a covet to its master. It would carry its load. V'anamelech, and why was it called that? The horse, because the ane le lemare b'krova. It would answer it when they would fight battles. Af Chizkiah Melech Yehuda Bikesh Aviv Lasais Lokain. So the father of Chizkiah wanted to do this to his son. Ella Shesakoso Imo Salamandra. But his mother rubbed on this blood of like a salamander on him and prevented him. So it's a wild story that she smeared this on him. The Rashi says about 15 lines up. Salamandra, chaya ketana sheyotzi mitonor sheish bo'eres bo sheva shanim. An animal like a snake that was by a fiery furnace for 7 years. Vasach midoma ein haur sholebo. And anybody who has this blood smeared on him, so that like protects him from fire, and therefore that saved Chizkiyahu, and he wasn't killed like his father wanted to do to him. Okay, Mirtz Hashem will continue. Tomorrow with Om Rav Yehuda Om Rav.